Chamber of Commerce Director Lauren Sackett says those visitors are spending money locally.
It's an estimate through the Department of Tourism that people that stay overnight in an area tend to spend about $160 per day in the community that they're in, whether it's on lodging or gas or food, et cetera. So that really does impact the community of Rhinelander.
While many people camp on the grounds, many stay in the local lodging places and campgrounds, but other businesses are impacted too.
We've heard of a lot of people that are out searching for their different Hodag souvenirs. So I'm sure that some of those businesses that carry Hodag merchandise are going to be affected, as well as gas stations, because they certainly, whether they're getting here or getting ready to go home, they'll be needing gas.
Festival attendees are facing a challenge getting around Rhinelander with two major detours on main roads into the city. Some of the top artists this year include annual favorite Neil McCoy, Lady Antebellum, Low Cash, Gary Allen, Marshall Tucker, and a dozen more acts. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.